ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Is that him on line one?
When you hear Ozzy, means it's time to talk to Greenberg. Once you go green, you never go back. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can read all of his work at WashingtonPost.com. You can follow him at N. Greenberg. He joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Neil, what's up, dude? How are you?
I am doing super. I am injury free. How are you?
I'm glad that your hammies are all right.
I wish you can help out our team here.
I would be no help, even if I was 100% healthy.
All right, well, that's good to know. We've identified your position here. Dude, I'm almost nervous to ask this because I know you put your own power rankings together every week. How far have the Commanders fallen?
They slipped five spots to 15th. They've gone from solid contender to average team pretty quickly. Obviously, a lot of this is injuries, right? I mean, people are losing their mind over Washington's situation, but, I mean, they've had cluster injuries at wide receiver. Yeah. They've had a major injury at quarterback. And what I don't understand is Baltimore loses their quarterback. They're 1-5. And I think they're still favored to win the division, a slight favorite.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that Washington is as good as Baltimore, the division's the same, et cetera. But it just seems like teams like Baltimore and Cincinnati, they lose their star quarterback. People are freaking out a lot less than what's going on in Washington. And, you know, this team got real lucky on the injury front last year in terms of not losing a lot of impact guys for very long. This year, it's much different. And, you know, I don't know how we can make any sort of sweeping conclusions about this team when the offense is, you know, third string or worse in terms of starting the game.
It is really hard to, I mean, you watched the Cowboys game, obviously. What did you make of that mess? What did you make of what they had to offer offensively and then what the defensive performance was?
The defensive performance was not great, but they also, you know, Commanders also had some self-inflicting wounds as well. I mean, the pick six, the Daniels fumble, you know, penalties. I mean, like, that's all. If you wash away all the stuff that's fluky, then this game is probably a lot tighter. Maybe we're talking about, I'd estimate the score to be somewhere like 28-24 Dallas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a narrow loss, which would be pretty good considering the depth chart going into that game. So I think, you know, the pick six, obviously, the fumble, way bigger deals than the defense, which, you know, hasn't played great lately. But again, I mean, if the offense isn't on the field, you're overexerting your defense in a way. And, you know, you got to give Dallas credit too. I mean, we talked about this the other week. I mean, they were coming in offensively hot, Dak Prescott playing as good, if not better, than any other quarterback in the league. So it was a tough task on a regular day, but you talk about injuries and just the, you know, the stuff that they inflicted upon themselves, that becomes a very difficult game for any team to win.
Well, and you look at it, like, the thing that kind of, I guess, has raised my eyebrows, we go into games against a team that is horrible against run, and then we can't run the ball. And I think part of that comes down to not having those receivers there as well, because if they now put eight people in the box and you don't have confidence in your receivers, you got problems.
Absolutely. I mean, you become – look, it's much easier to defend me than it is Terry McLaurin, right? So if you have Terry McLaurin out there, your whole game plan changes compared to if you have me. Now, that's extremes, but that's exactly what we're seeing in the NFL, right? I mean, you know, not to take anything away from guys like Luke McCaffrey and, you know, those guys that are coming in and doing what's asked of them. But again, I mean, this is, you know, these are not your top guys. These are not your, this isn't your, you know, your A team. And we haven't really seen the A team for Washington, especially in terms of like wide receivers since the season started. They don't have their quarterback. They don't have receivers. The defense is on the field a lot of the time. They're fumbling. I mean, there's just so much. This blame pie slice is so thin because everything's going wrong at the same time. I mean, look, this could be a throwaway season. I mean, I know expectations were high, but if you don't have your guys on the field,
it's hard to
you're
win.
Not going
to
win games. I mean, that's just what it is. And, you know, it doesn't mean the team stinks or the front office stinks or Adam Peters doesn't know what he's doing or, you know, some of his people that he brought in, like Lattimore, hasn't worked out. But, you know, no one gets every decision, right? Come on. I mean, the worst thing that happened to this team was that they made it to the NFC Championship game last year, because that just completely torpedoed expectations and just made it very difficult to figure out where this team should be this year.
I hope some fans were listening to that right there.
So I agree with you to a line. I still don't think it's not the worst thing that they got to the NFC title game. Like, if people,
it's the worst. What he's saying is, they got there, yes, but it's the worst thing because everybody completely forgot that they are still rebuilding. That's what that,
right.
That's
where
nobody, no fan came into this year thinking logically. Everybody thought Super Bowl or bust. And that is the wrong way to be thinking.
And I've said on the show, I thought a 10-win season against this schedule and everyone's healthy would be a step forward. You know, they're not healthy. You know, fourth downs last year, they were awesome on fourth downs last year. They were converting like 87% on fourth down. This year they're closer to the league average at like 55%. You know, there's just, look, it's football, stuff happens. I mean, but the injuries and I don't know. Like I said, there's the expectations coming into the season were so overblown because of what happened last year.
I hear,
you know, it just becomes tough.
I do understand what you're saying. I don't know. I think maybe you've listened to the Beltway Football Podcast, but we always play this game called should and will. What should happen, what will happen. What do you think should and will happen with Jaden Daniels Monday night?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, you're 3-4. You got three brutal games ahead of you, and then you got Miami before the bye week. I don't know if the playoffs are a realistic goal for this team right now, because if you only win one of these next three games, you're 4-6. I mean, you know, that's tough. And you still have to play the Eagles twice. You got to play Denver after the bye week. That's a tough game. You know, Giants look better. I mean, it's hard. You have to protect Jaden Daniels at all costs. You have to make sure that he's healthy for the next couple of years, not necessarily for the next couple of games. And I just think I do not think he should play if he's not absolutely 100% ready to go. So I think they probably will play him, but I do not think that they should play him if there's any doubt that he's fully healthy.
I think that's correct. Especially, B, you said it. Like, the hamstring's just so tricky. Now, it could depend where the injury is. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn, though, said, should be good news with Terry and Debo. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, stats, analytics, fantasy, all of it for the Post. You can follow Greenberg at N Greenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Neil, depending where you look right now, Washington is a 10-point dog. Maybe more, maybe less, depending where you're shopping, right? But it's a big number. I mean, it's a double-digit number on Monday Night Football. I was just looking at the media guide for this week. The Washington organization, Redskins, football team, Commanders, all of them have a career 1-10 record against Kansas City, and the organization has never won in Arrowhead, 0-8. They are going into this thing 10.5-point dogs. Do you think that number is baked in with Mariota starting?
I do. Full disclosure, I bet Kansas City minus 9.5 when it opened. Look, these are teams that are going in different directions right now. Kansas City, the offense is finally starting to get the legs under them. Patrick Mahomes is now the favorite, albeit a slight favorite, to win the league's MVP award. You know, this was a team that was down and out and has started to pull it together, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're getting healthier as opposed to what's happening in Washington. This is a tough spot. This is a tough spot on the road. Even though Kansas City hasn't been great at home as of late, but I do think 10 points. I do think Kansas City winning by 10 points is not unreasonable, considering what we know. Now, if Jaden Daniels plays, the number probably moves. But where is it going to move to? Like, it can't move, I don't think, to like -6.5, because then the books would just get slammed with middles. So there's just not a lot of room for it to move. I mean, -7, -7.5, -8.5 is really the same as -10 because of the way that the points are clustered. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's baked in, but I do think the number is sound. I could easily see this being ugly for a Monday night.
You look at a lot of games just like we do, and you watch this defense. You watch the way that they play. How would you attack Pat? Would you, I'm asking a question I probably know the answer. Would you try and blitz him, or would you sit back and play zone?
Well, they don't throw it deep anymore. Like Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw it deep. He's okay going with the safe pass. So I think you have to do whatever you can to knock him off the game and get to him quick. Because he will live off those short passes. I mean, the league in general is coming down in terms of average depth of target. And Patrick Mahomes has kind of been at the forefront of that for a little bit now. Mm-hmm. So you have to make it as difficult as you possibly can for him, because if you don't, he's just going to tear you apart. I mean, it's not even going to be it's not even going to be close. He's not a guy. He's not the guy you want to see across from you in a get right game, right? Like you're kind of sputtering. You're coming off some losses. You just got beat down by a division rival. Like, seeing Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the line of scrimmage is not the ideal scenario. You absolutely have to pressure him, and he is comfortable making throws that we kind of look back and say, whoa, how did he make that throw? But more times than not, those throws will turn into turnovers, right? Even if you are Patrick Mahomes. We remember like the really awesome ones, but he's thrown some clunkers there too. And then you have to absolutely capitalize on those mistakes. And obviously you have to not make the same mistakes that as well. I mean, you throw a pick six against Kansas City, just pack it in, right? Like, you fumble the ball against Kansas City and give them better field position. I mean, it's going to be a very, very long night for you.
Yeah, this one shapes up bad. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Looking at the next three, Greenberg, Seattle's bad on the road. I kind of like the Seattle spot for Washington. Sunday Night Football, they'll be wearing the Super Bowl. They'll be wearing the real uniform, as far as I'm concerned. The good old uniform, which I think within 2 or 3 years is just their home white uniform. I think they get rid of the current iteration. But I like that spot. I think this is an incredibly hard spot going to Arrowhead. I wonder if you've run the numbers. Of these next three, what do you think is the most likely record? I mean, they're probably going to be dogs in all three, I imagine. I don't know. Home dogs against Seattle, maybe not. What do you look at when you look at this next three games?
I mean, the only soft spot is Seattle, and it's not that soft.
Right.
I would not be surprised if they went 0-3. 1-3 is probably the best case scenario. I mean, if they went 2-3 or even 3-3, 3-0, I mean, 2-1, 3-0, I think that would be, we'd be having a much different conversation. I'm not even sure I can get through on my podcast for this station because all the fans would be calling in too much. but Seattle is obviously, the game that feels winnable. And Detroit too, because they did beat Detroit last year. But again, they got to be healthy, right? Like if at the very least, if you don't have Jaden Daniels and Deebo Samuel, it's going to be very tough. If you don't have two of the three of, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuels, I think it's tough as well. I think you need at least two of those three to make it happen, preferably all three. And then, when Terry McLaurin comes back, I mean, how much rust is there? Like he hasn't been on the field in any meaningful way. And there are new players and there are players that are doing other stuff like Luke McCaffrey. Like, what does that look like? It's a tough spot to be in. That's why, people are really upset, but what are you going to do? I mean, there's injuries in football. Sometimes you get the worst of it. And right now, Washington's getting the worst of it.
Yes, they are.
They are. They are. Looking around the league, who, if you had to bet a future today on a Super Bowl champ, who would it be?
I think the best value is probably Baltimore, only because the odds makers think that they can win the division and Lamar comes back. And it's absolutely silly. Like, it is so comical that we're even having this discussion. But if Lamar Jackson comes back, they're playing Miami, they're playing Cleveland, they're playing the Jets, they're playing the Bengals twice. The only tough games, if you want to call them that, are Green Bay, maybe New England. like there aren't a lot of tough games on the schedule for Baltimore, and that's probably why they're favored to win the division.
They're still favored to win the division?
They're a slight favorite, yeah. So
wow.
You know, it's
I'm looking right now. I'm looking right now on what am I on FanDuel? And it has the Steelers at +135 and the Ravens at +150.
Okay, so that's pretty close,
yeah,
considering
yeah. Yep.
One team is 4-2 and the other one's 1-5 and they play each other twice.
A lot,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah. So, they're expecting Aaron Rodgers to go crazy?
Yeah, they're just expecting Baltimore to
when the ayahuasca
start
hits.
Making hay
yeah.
once they come back. Now, like that to me is probably the best value on the board. Now, would I play that? I don't think so. But still, I mean, that's probably the best value on the board. I think the Rams are looking really good. You know, you're not going to get any value on Kansas City. I think Carolina is interesting, only because you look at where they are in the division compared to like some of the other 4-3 teams, and they're probably a pretty decent value there. Buffalo may even be a value depending on how much stock you put into New England, who, by the way, on this show I said look out for New England. I think they could be probably one of the most improved teams in the league.
You get a real coach,
and,
quarterback's playing well,
and
soft
we are,
schedule.
Yeah. So Baltimore though is interesting considering they're 1-5.
Very interesting.
Who would you like out of the NFC? Who would you bet to win the NFC even?
NFC is wide open. I don't know if I trust any of these teams, but right now I think probably the Rams. The Rams are probably my favorite team in the NFC. Green Bay a close second, but no
Detroit.
Like, no faith in Philly. No faith in Detroit. No faith in Tampa. Tampa's winning because that division stinks. Not a big fan of Seattle. San Francisco's hurt. Still 5-2 though. That's the other thing.
What do you make of that Niners team? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, as much as we're talking about Washington being not good and underwhelming with all the injuries, no one's talking about San Francisco keeping it all together with duct tape and glue and 5-2, right? Like, you don't hear a peep about what they're doing in San Francisco. And I actually think Christian McCaffrey probably deserves some MVP talk because of how important he is to that offense, i.e. he is the offense.
Yeah. He's certainly the offense for my fantasy team. I think McCaffrey has been really interesting. It's like nobody's talking about the Niners because everybody keeps expecting it to kind of fall apart, but at some point it hasn't. What about the Colts, dude? Speaking of teams that everybody expects to fall apart.
I tweeted this. I mean, if Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback of the only one-loss team in football and efficiency measures like standard, non-traditional, whatever, were in the top three, they would overwhelmingly be the MVP favorite of the league. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones is seventh, and everyone's comfort pick, Patrick Mahomes, is first, and Josh Allen's up there too. Daniel Jones is just, he's carrying the baggage of his previous seasons. Like,
totally.
He's not getting full credit for what he's doing in Indianapolis, and neither is the coaching staff. I mean, it just goes to show you put the right guy in the right spot with the right people, and you can make a lot of good things happen in the NFL. It's, there's a lot of moving parts in the NFL.
John Taylor helps.
And we saw this last year. And when we, you get them all right, really good things start to happen.
Hey, real quick, Greenberg, we did this yesterday. Who had the worst loss last Sunday, the Commanders or the Giants?
Oh, the Giants, because the Commanders are injured. Like, I don't even think it's close.
I agree
with you. The Giants was just a debacle. New York sports has been kind of like on a skid lately.
Lately?
But, yeah, that was...
That was
tough.
We got to run next week. Make sure I build in time to talk Caps. They had a big win last night, playing good hockey, scoring a bunch. I've been enjoying watching that. We got to run though, Neil. Thank you for the time, man.
Be cool,
as always,
brother.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, babe.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. In his power rankings, he's got the Commanders at 15. Let's see what NFL.com says. Let's run through the power rankings next. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.